Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Could you spend 1 month only eating and cooking foods grown in Ireland? Could you afford it? And what would you have to lose from your diet? Well, farmer and artist Lisa Fingleton is asking people to do exactly that for the month of September. It's called a 30-day local food challenge. She joins us now to tell us more. You're welcome, Lisa, to the programme. What exactly is it that you're asking people to do?
So I suppose it's an invitation for the 30 days of September to support local growers, farmers, people producing food on the island of Ireland, and to eat ingredients from the island. When we started it 6 years ago, I was doing like 100% Irish, like nothing else. So I did breakfast, dinner and tea. So this year we're inviting people to do what they can. If you can do one meal a day, that'd be fantastic because you'll still learn a lot and offer a lot of support to farmers by just doing that.
And why did you reduce it from breakfast, lunch and dinner to just dinner?
I'll tell you, it's not called a challenge for no reason. It's really hard. Mm. And every year I want to give it up. But okay. It's so hard. Like, if people wouldn't believe it. You'd think like Ireland is a food producing country, that we've all these green fields. But every year food producers are going out of business and we're producing less and less. So it actually is a challenge. And I suppose I'm back doing it again this year because the Crawford Art Gallery in Cork are doing an amazing exhibition called Meat and Potatoes. And we're having a talk tomorrow night called Locavore. So Ellie O'Byrne, who's organising it, was saying, Lisa, you have to do it again this year. So I'm doing it again. And I hope people will join me.
Talk us through then why it is so challenging. Because we've been hearing, particularly in the context of the climate challenge and climate change and all of that, how Ireland feeds the world. Sounds like we're not feeding ourselves that awfully well. What are you missing out on if you can only eat Irish produce?
Well, I suppose, look, we know what we do well in Ireland. We obviously do dairy, beef, meat quite well in Ireland, but only 1% of our farms grow vegetables. And to me, that's kind of shocking because you think with Brexit, we'd be saying, OK, we're an island. What do we need to produce? And so we're quite low on food from vegetable producing. Like if people were to look, say, it's drive time now, so they're driving home or they're on buses, look over the ditches into fields and see what's growing, what's actually available to eat. We grow a lot of fodder, so a lot of our grains go to fodder to feed animals. But we don't grow as much directly to feed humans. Mm. And it's just like a lot of our...
And why not? Why not, Lisa? Is it the climate that we, you know, it doesn't lend itself to broccoli and carrots and whatever else you might want, green beans, peas, all of that?
No, I think our climate's perfect, Sarah. We have a fantastic climate. But what's happening more and more is we're putting farmers out of business. Like a lot of the below cost selling of vegetables has literally put people out of business. So that's a massive issue. And if you talk to... I'm working on a climate action project with farmers in Dingle, and they're like, how do we compete? How do we produce carrots and then they're being sold below cost in certain supermarkets? And it's just not feasible. You cannot grow a carrot from start, water it, thin it, feed it, bring it in plastic to a supermarket for less than 50 cents for a bunch. It just isn't doable. And unfortunately, I think that's a lot of what's putting people out of business, that we have this idea that this is cheap food. But unfortunately, I always say there's no such thing as cheap food. Somebody somewhere is paying the price. And if we as consumers are not paying it, it's rural communities and farmers that are being put out of business.
And then, of course, we end up with our packaged broccoli coming from South America or something like that, which I think nobody wants, really, if they could avoid it. So we'd have very little veg then on the plate if we're eating once a day only Irish produce. What about sugar?
Look, I'm not saying there's not vegetables, there's fantastic growers in Ireland, but we do need to support them. If we want our next generation of children to grow up and have Irish vegetables and fruit, we need to do something about it now so they can stay eating vegetables. I suppose this is the thing, I want to see people eating from farms, not factories, not processed food. And you were asking about sugar. Oh my goodness, I have such a sweet tooth. That's always the hardest thing for me. Like, I really struggle. I love pastries. We sold all our sugar, we closed all our sugar factories a long time ago, and now sugar is owned by Nordzucker. So yes, you can't have sugar during the challenge. So we have beehives here for the first time, and we got our first extraction of honey this year. So thankfully, this year I have plenty of natural sugar. We also have grapes growing in our tunnel, so that's really nice. So I would be saying to people to get a good flapjack recipe. I wrote a book a few years ago when I started this called The Local Food Project. And one of the things I put in that was a recipe for flapjacks from a friend. So that actually was really helpful. And I eat that all the time during the challenge.
All right. So briefly then, can you give us a couple of example meals for people who might be considering doing this in September?
Well, I suppose the simplest thing is breakfast. And if you want to be full up and eat cheaply, the cheapest thing to do is organic or Irish oats, or not even organic Irish oats, but just oats is really good. With, like, apples are in season and honey is in season, and it's been a great year for bees. So immediately your children are sent off to school with a full belly. I think that's brilliant. For snacks, then, if people are of sugar addiction like myself, the flapjacks, again, really cheap and cheerful. Your honey and your oats is fantastic. And there's a lot of late raspberries around at the minute. If you're lucky to live somewhere near me, you've got grapes. And there's a lot of little things we can put in the lunch boxes. For dinner, I suppose, there's a million things we can do with potatoes. I'm hoping that some chefs will come on board this year and actually start posting, say, in the newspapers and different places, different things that we can do with Irish ingredients like potatoes. Lots of salads in season now. You can spiralise. A lot of people were getting on to me saying they were spiralizing things like courgettes, because there's tons of them in season at the minute, okay, and using them instead of as an alternative to pasta. So yeah, there's okay. lots of things. And soups, you know, what I find is people say it's expensive, but actually when we start cooking from scratch and you're making soups instead of buying soups, it is a lot cheaper, especially okay. if you're using seasonal veg.
Some great ideas there, Lisa. Interested to hear from our listeners. 51551, if you're only shopping Irish, what exactly would you make and what would be your favourite meal? Lisa, thank you so much for joining us to talk us through it. That's the 30-day challenge. If you want to take part, it's starting from the month of September.